Well, you grew the cotton in a field, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, you just cut out and broke up your land. Back those times, you had to just break it up just with an old horse plow, you know. Break it up. And we had a little cotton planter at first, there, when I first began to farm, when I was a teenage boy. We just had a little walk-in planter, just a little box on top of a planter, and the seed, put the seed in that box, and a little old stirrer in that, stirred it, and a hole would come out under there, and a just mechanism there that would just make the seed drop out at a spout, and the spout would go right down next to the ground, you know, and it had two little covering plows on the back of this little walk-in planter that would cover it, you see. You'd have to open up the row. You have to make a little row. You know, open it up with a sweep. You know what a sweep is.
No, sir.
Tell me,
what is a sweep? Is that a kind of plow?
Yeah, it's a plow. It's just a blade or whatever you might call it that goes on a plow, you know, to open up your row with. It's just a oval-shaped thing. You can have them all the way from 6 inches wide to 12 or 20 inches wide. Just and it's oval and got a point on it and rings and an old row made up, an old oval-shaped row. Your horse, if you open him, your horse, if you make him, you walk right up on top of the row. If you're using just one horse to open it, and that plow go right behind the horse and just open the row, and then you follow right behind that horse and plow with the planter. You see?
Is the row the same thing as the fur? What is it called, the fur?
Well, the fur is the thing that we always call the fur, the thing that you opened up on top of the row. We call it a row, the thing that you made it up. Maybe it's that. The old timey way where we used to farm, you'd have to maybe go three or four times to make a row. Or a lot of times they had a middle buster, what they call a middle buster, and you just go once to make a row. You see, just go just a big old wide plow that just throw the dirt both ways, and you can just make a run down and throw it both ways, and then get over to the side to width of your row and make another run and throw it. That'd make that row, that'd finish that row, you know. And then you'd make another half a row, you see. The next time you'd finish that row and make another half a row.
Put the fur in the middle.
Then you, when you went to plant, you'd open it up in the middle.
What did you open it up with?
With that sweep I was talking about.
Oh, that's what
open in the middle of the row. I'm talking about in the middle of the row. We'd open up in the middle of the row. That middle would just stay there, you know, of course, where the old middle bus went. He'd just stay there. Of course, he'd be filled up with dirt, like, you know, you'd fill it up with dirt. When you opened up that row, I'd throw that dirt off in that middle and kind of make your land kind of level, you know.
Were there any other kind of plows besides the...
Oh, they began to get different plows after that. They finally got the riding planters that they plant stuff with. You ride and plant, you know, double team and ride and plant. And then they got the cultivators to cultivate the cotton with. They have all the way from four to six or eight plows on a cultivator. In the old timey way, when we first started in the farming, when I was a kid, we had to farm with a one horse plow, just one fur at a time. You see, we didn't. And finally got what they call a double shovel. They'd have a little old plow that'd have two plows on it, you know, one would run right up next to the row and the other would knock out the middle, you know. You see, we had to kind of keep the middle open for the water to go down, you know, most of the time, you know. We didn't leave the middles and stuff too much when we was cultivating it. Of course, that's that old-time farming, you know. It's changed now to where good and night they'll take an old tractor and plant 10 or 15 rows at a time, you know, and just everything in the world. It's not in comparison at all the way we farmed then and the way they farm now, you know.
Did you have some kind of plow or something with discs on it that you would break up the ground?
Yeah. Well, now, we didn't. We didn't very much at first. Now, of course, we have discs now, just these old discs that we just, regular discs that we hook on to break the land, you know. We break our land around here, sowing a little vetch or oats and things, even for the deer, you know. We got some deer lease over here, and we go over there and broadcast some oats, sow some oats on the ground and hook the disc to the tractor and then break the land with that disc. A disc has just got several blades on it, you know, just maybe 15 or 20 blades on it. It'll just, disc is a fine thing. But when I was just a kid of a boy, we didn't have any disc. And sometimes I'd have a little bitty old hand disc. I mean, a little bitty old disc on a plow, just maybe four or five blades on it, you know, just disc place about 3 foot wide or something like that. We didn't have any good disc when I was a kid. That is, we didn't where I was right in the community I was in.